B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Texas attorney and district judge hopeful, he's running for district judge, is facing charges for allegedly egging the car of a judge. An admitted act of retribution over a stay-at-home order amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
Who did this?
Who did this?
Anybody?
What we were talking about. But this guy fessed up.
All right.
But it's interesting how he fesses up. Eric Yalek, an attorney running for district court, has pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief in the incident that occurred as Judge Mark Keough left his office. He said, I threw one egg at Judge Keough's car.
One?
Yes, this is what Yalek said.
That's 1/12 of a dozen.
And he said, I did this for all the right reasons. Mark needed to get this message because he wasn't listening to people. Yalek said he threw the egg at Keough's Lexus SUV over the judge's unconstitutional stay-at-home order in late March, which ran through April 17th. This is a lawyer who's doing this.
Does he keep the eggs in his briefcase?
Yalek had originally intended to give Keough the egg, he said, in a symbolic gesture for, quote, laying an egg with the order.
Get the hell out of here.
But he was consumed with rage?
But he spotted the judge and took a different approach. He said, I wasn't angry or anything.
Yeah.
It was a humorous gesture between friends. You laid an egg on Montgomery County, so here's an egg for you.
Here you go.
Yalek said he then asked a female friend with him to take a photo before getting paper towels to clean up the mess. Yalek also offered the judge $20 for a car wash, but Keough declined the offer. Hours later, Yalek said he went to Keough's home and the pair hugged, seemingly putting the incident behind him. The pair had been good friends, Yalek said, adding that Keough is the pastor at the church he attends. But an April Fool's Day fictitious news story that appeared in an online publication previously owned by Yalek, further complicating the rift, the story, which is no longer available, playfully accused Keough of enacting martial law in Montgomery County. Critical Facebook posts Yalek made in response to Keough's order also angered the judge. And Yalek said about the charge, it's retribution by Mark Keough because he doesn't like to be criticized for his lockdown orders. Or it isn't like you're cracking an egg on his car. Yalek is set to appear in court on October 7th. He has no plans to drop out of the race for district judge. He said, no, I'm going to win this race. He said, no way.
Am I the man for you? Exactly.
If anything, this shows that I am committed to the rule of law and the Constitution.
I am no yoke.
Keough, just use it all in your campaign. Keough's chief of staff, meanwhile, said the judge saw Yalek throw the egg at his SUV. Keough reached out to police after the incident, but opted to wait after being told that a 2-year statute of limitations on the misdemeanor charge as a coronavirus pandemic was taking up most of his time.
Who's the better man for the job? I'm let you decide.
This is just unbelievable. And I have another story similar to that later on. All right, so
if you have any cow stories too, that'd be great.
So we can throw in that pun. City health officials in New York issued updated guidance Monday on how to practice safe sex during the coronavirus pandemic, suggesting that New York kiss boring bedroom behavior behind. The Department of Health, the Health Department advisory recommends you make it a little kinky.
Yeah.
It says be creative with sexual positions and physical barriers like walls.
Use drills.
That allow sexual contact while preventing close face-to-face contact.
They're talking about glory holes.
They want you to make a glory
hole. They want glory holes.
Before getting frisky, everyone should be slipping on a different kind of protection, a face mask. During COVID-19, wearing a face covering that covers your nose and mouth is a good way to add a layer of protection during sex, according to the agency. This week, they announced a free home delivery of condoms, lube, and HIV test kits.
Amyl nitrate as well?
They said, maybe it's your thing, maybe it's not. For those who find social distancing a turnoff, officials advise choose large, open, and well-ventilated spaces for group sex.
Come on! This is lunacy!
And bringing along alcohol-based hand sanitizer for good measure. They're just covering all their bases, so there you go.
For your group sex.
This is a great story. It's funny. In South Carolina, some seniors received quite a surprise during a graduation ceremony on Wednesday. Graduations across the state were either postponed or canceled because of the coronavirus, but District 2 began announcing limited in-person ceremonies once the state began to rebound from shutdowns. Ashley Ridge High School held its in-person ceremony early Wednesday morning at Swamp Fox Stadium, where the event was anything but normal. When Principal Karen Radcliffe began to introduce the school's valedictorian and salutatorian, seniors and guests were surprised. The sprinklers turned on on the field, sending everyone scrambling, because a lot of times those are on timers.
Yes.
And they forgot to shut it off.
It happens actually fairly often.
And the entire event was streamed live on YouTube, so it made for a memorable one. And then one last story. A breaching whale crashed down on a boat off of Seaside Park on Monday, throwing the boat occupants into the water, but causing no injuries to either the humans or the whale.
This must have been scary as F.
Yeah, the incident happened off the D Street, off of D Street and Seaside Park shortly before noon. The boat, named Nothing But Net, is a smaller model Sea Hunt fishing boat. The two men apparently were fishing at the time, witnesses said. The men were thrown from the boat, but were able to get back on board before the boat breached. It was later towed to a marina. The whale kept swimming and breaching, the park post had said. Humpback whales have become more common in the last several years along the Jersey Shore, breaching and feeding on bunker, also known as menhaden, which is a prime bait fish along the Atlantic coast. So they've been showing up a lot more lately.
Could you imagine? We had a submarine surface one time. I told you about this. We were out in a 17-foot boat and a submarine surfaced, you know, yards away from us. You want to die?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Was it a naval? Like
it was a naval sub, because there's a naval base in Bridgehampton, I believe it is, Connecticut. So we were about halfway between, you know, from Long Island to Connecticut, and in the deepest part of the Sound, Long Island Sound, we're just out there quiet, and the water starts to bubble, Preston, and what is that?
Oh my God! That
we're gonna die.
Yeah, that would be terrifying.
93.3 WMMR audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A 60-year-old Italian woman made 90 stuffed olives in under an hour during a brain operation to remove a tumor.
Oh, my God.
The tumor was located in the patient's left temporal lobe, the area of the brain dedicated to the control of language and complex movements of the right side of the body.
So what they do, come down to the Olive Garden and do it there?
They did it there, yes. Well, that's where your family, so. The woman remained conscious and prepared the traditional snack called Olive Ascolone.
Hey!
Oh my God. Which allows us to monitor the patient while intervening the in-brain functions and allows us to calibrate our actions, explained Dr. Roberto Ciganani.
Here's what we do. We give the chick a whole bunch of olives and say, you got to stuff these or what do we crack your skull open?
He is the head of neurosurgery department in the Azienda Ospedale Riuniti.
Absolutely.
In Ancona.
And by the way, these olives were so delicious.
Trigonani said that it went very well at the end of the complex operation, which lasted 2.5 hours, required 11 different medical staff, including surgeons, a psychologist, and several nurses.
But listen, this is a particular procedure. A lot of times they'll have the people say, for example, if the person plays the piano or a violin, they'll have them do that while they do this surgery.
That is correct. In the last 5 years, Trigonini has performed around 60 operations with patients awake and engaging in other activities. Oh, this is the first time stuffed olives have been involved. This story has a happy ending, and it could have been tragic. A teen with autism, lost for 2 days in Australian bushland.
Oh, my God.
Was reunited with his family on Wednesday after a 100-strong volunteer search team involved using Vegemite and Thomas the Tank Engine theme tune as lures. Will Callaghan, a teen with nonverbal autism, became separated from his family on the summit of Mount Disappointment near Melbourne on Monday, but was found by a volunteer after 2 nights of while he was exposed to freezing temperatures. According to his mother, Penny, she said, I'm overwhelmed. He's as well as can be expected. He's 14 years old, and they discovered him in the bush. Thank you, everyone. I'm so grateful. Residents living nearby, listen to this, join in the manhunt. They have been asked to barbecue bacon and onions and to leave out his favorite foods in hope that his favorite smells would draw the boy out of the bush.
Did that, in fact, work?
Not specifically, right. But Police Inspector Christine Lehler had called for Vegemite and feta to be left out as officers set up 3 loudspeakers in the area to play songs from Thomas the Tank Engine. Volunteer Ben Gibbs said that he had been breaking through thick bushland when the boy appeared just meters away. He said he was really angelic, just standing there. He said, I heard he liked Thomas the Tank Engine, so I talked to him about Diesel, one of the characters,
right,
and stuff like that. Will Callaghan's discovery had garnered wide public attention and was met with relief. Temperatures had dropped below 32 degrees in the area on Monday. That's Fahrenheit. Sparking fears for his safety in what police described as life-threatening conditions. It's still heartbreaking to think of a kid being lost like that for a couple of days. But it had a good ending, so I was happy to present that. Well, if Roy Pearson wanted to keep his pants, he should have taken a belt and suspenders approach. To that end, the D.C. Court of Appeals has 90 days worth of suspensions for him. Pearson, and you may I may have touched on this before, a former administrative law judge sued his dry cleaners for losing a pair of his pants that he claimed were worth over $1,000. But over time, his demands ballooned, peaking at a $67 million claim before retreating to a more restrained $54 million claim. After failing to prevail on his claims and consistently losing disciplinary proceedings against him, the Court of Appeals has weighed and outlined some issues with Pearson's damaged figures. He had asked the trial court to award him $67,292,000 because of his dissatisfaction with the defendant's dry cleaning services.
Uh-huh. And that's worth $67 million.
But the constituent parts of that 67 total are equally troubling. Pearson asked for $90,000 to rent a car.
Okay.
That's
about right.
A fallacy, a facially disproportionate question in response to the request in response to the alleged need to patronize another dry cleaner. He claimed that his emotional distress over a few common and innocuous signs and a lost pair of pants was so severe that he was entitled to $3 million in damages. Perhaps most remarkably was his request for a judgment obligating the Chungs, who's the family he's suing, to provide him with ongoing services and pay him $10,000 immediately based on nothing more than his own request. So he just wanted $10,000.
Oh. Well, let's see. I think in a court of law, just wanting something entitles you to get it, correct? Yeah.
Now, 15 years after Pearson lost his pants and 11 years after the underlying case concluded, the ordeal is finally over with the Court of Appeals affirming the board's decision suspending his license for 90 days based on findings of misconduct in both motion and discovery practice and seriously interfered with the administration of justice. What a colossal waste of time and money.
Yes, and honestly, that the fact that he's allowed to, that doesn't seem that much for this ongoing absurdity.
I know, I know. It's unbelievable. All right, and there you go. That's all I have time for in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.